Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the political developments in Zimbabwe following the announcement by former Zengeza West lawmaker Job Sikala of his resignation from the CCC, while also announcing that he will be starting his own movement. We'll also be looking at the infighting within the Zengeza Shabangu camp following allegations that he nominated himself as a senator at the expense of other members of his party. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in Kenya. A meeting among six African Union member states to discuss Africa's feed and fodder crisis is underway in Nairobi. Kenya, having enough feed for livestock is critical to the food security of many countries on the continent. Some farmers are considering adopting a Chinese-engineered grass called Jiankao, advertised as high-yielding and fast-maturing. Francis Ontoma has more from Kajiado in Kenya.
In the heart of Kitengela town, 25 kilometers south of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, this vegetation dotting the landscape first appeared 4 years ago. It's a grass developed by the Chinese called Jiankao. Chinese state media describes it as magic grass. Chinese entrepreneur Jack Liu grows Jiankao grass in Kenya and sells it to farmers here.
Jiankao grass is tall and erect. It's a hybrid from 38 kinds of varieties of grasses.
Liu says Jiankao can survive even in the harshest of climate conditions, provided it has irrigation. Dairy farmer Stephen Mwangi started feeding it to his cows a year ago.
They are growing, how they are doing, very fast, growing very fast. They are putting weight like a kilo a day when you start feeding them.
Mwangi says Jiankao provides more nutrients for his cattle. He noticed dairy production has also increased. When compared to other types of fodder he's used in the past, he says Jiankao has a greater yield than Napier grass, a common fodder. He harvests the grass at least 5 times a year. Kenya can only produce 40% of its fodder needs, the government estimates. Six African Union countries met in February to discuss fodder supplies challenges. Pockets of farmers in Kenya are looking to Jiankao as a solution. Liu sells silage of fermented grass at $7 a bag. He also sells stems at 12 cents each for planting. Farmers say Jiankao is cheaper than the alternative Napier grass.
Jiankao grass can be used for cattle, sheep and goat, poultry, even fish. Particularly Jiankao grass, because of its high crude protein, used for dairy farming, it helps increasing milking about 30 up to 50%, reducing the fodder cost over 50%.
In 2021, the Kenya Plant Health Inspectorate Service, a regulatory body, allowed Liu's company to add more fields and expand to grow Jiankao grass after ruling out the risks of pests and invasive species. But some scientists are urging caution and say solving one challenge could lead to another problem. Ornithologist John Musina worries cultivating Jiankao will interfere with biodiversity.
Half of our bird species in Kenya occur in our rangelands. Now, if you convert large chunks of these rangelands into Jiankao grass fields, even if they are small holdings that multiply and change the landscape of our rangelands, then immediately what you've done is that you have reduced the habitat available for the native species of plants and animals, and this loss of habitat coupled with degradation of this habitat means that there is biodiversity loss.
A solution is not to depend on just one kind of grass, says botanist Joyce Jeffua.
We might have to look at how we can integrate our natural grass, indigenous grass, like buffalo grass is also good for livestock. So if you have bands of Jankau grass intercropped with indigenous grass, that might reduce the risks of losing the rangeland biodiversity or even the farmland biodiversity.
With climate change and drought ravaging parts of the country, some Kenyan farmers like Mwangi are embracing Junkao as a lifeline for their livestock. Francis Ontomwa, VOA News, Kajiado, Kenya.
The Africa Cup of Nations finals will be played in Ivory Coast on Sunday, with host Ivory Coast playing against Nigeria. South Africa will play the Democratic Republic of Congo for a third place tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Harare today, the city's mayor, Jacob Mafume, announced that Rufaro Stadium will be ready to host international matches by April, although the Confederation of African Football, CAF, recently recommended demolishing the stadium. Zimbabwe played its first home international match in Rwanda after its stadiums were declared unsuitable to host international matches. Addressing journalists in Harare today, Mayor Mafume had this to say.
If you want to play CAF matches, that is CAF matches internationally, and those CAF matches where the club is playing another against other international clubs, now they have got improvements that they want done. So remember, we are doing PSL. The next CAF matches for the nation is in April, that is for the national team, and for the local teams it is in August when the international tournaments start. So now the lease agreements we are going to have with the local teams are going to include the things that we need to do for us to host international matches. So one of the things is the beginning the placing of bucket seats, the changing rooms, expanding them so that you have cubicles, you have five toilets, the tunnel to come out, it must be modern. They no longer want those narrow tunnels, want a wider tunnel. The turnstiles, that is the entry points, must be electronic. And that's pretty much about it. The turf must be reasonable. The goalposts must be aluminium. The press room areas must be clear. And then the VIP must have what is called a palisade, a see-through palisade to protect the VIP attendance. And then there must be a team, a bus area where the team comes in. So those are the things that need to be done. And those can we can fairly do them as we play local matches. So the reports of CAF are more about what you need to do and less about wanting to have soccer not being played.
That day was Harare City Mayor Jacob Mafume in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing political developments in Zimbabwe following the announcement by former Zengeza lawmaker Job Sikala of his resignation from the Citizens Coalition for Change and announcing the formation of a movement that he will lead. We'll also be looking at the infighting within the Zengeza Shabangu camp. To discuss this issue, we are joined by political analyst Ricky Mukonza, the leader of the opposition FEES, Godfrey Senengamu. We will also be trying to get Albert Mshlanga of the CCC. And but on the phone, we also have Tadini Masaya of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. I'll start off with you, Mr. Senengamu, in Zimbabwe. What is the situation on the ground? Why are we seeing so much infighting within the opposition and also the ruling party, which you used to belong to?
Okay, so thank you so much.
Hello, Mr. Senengamu.
Oh. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, but we'll need to bump up the audio a little bit. Okay, please go ahead.
Okay. So I'm saying that the situation back home here is not pleasing at all. Mm-hmm. Like you have rightly said,
Mr. Senengamu, let's try you on Skype. Your Skype line was better. So I'll go over to you, Mr. Senengamu, we'll come back to you in a little bit. So please, we'll keep trying you. We'll go to you, Professor Mukonza. What's your view on what's going, on in Zimbabwe?
Good evening, Marvelous, and good evening to your listeners and viewers. I think what we are seeing in the opposition camp is symptomatic of what happens when, political parties fail to capture governmental power. There is some kind of disgruntlement from some quarters, and you have others feeling they can do much better than the leader, and so forth. So that's precisely what we are seeing. Had the CCC managed to capture governmental power, we could have seen much more unity, and we could have seen, leaders in the opposition coalescing around the leader of the winning team. So that's my view of why we are having such disgruntlement, such confusion, and all the things that we are witnessing.
And also, before I let you go, you've heard earlier on that there is disgruntlement within the Shabangu camp following allegedly Mr. Shabangu putting himself up for nomination as a senator and dropping other members of his party. What's your take?
I think it only illustrates how Zimbabwean politics have become politics of the stomach. Nobody would have thought that Mr. Shabangu was going to put himself as one of the Senate candidates. People may have thought that at least he was doing what he was doing, for the reasons that he had earlier explained, that he wants to, set the opposition political party on good ground, and all the other good things that he was saying. But alas, now we can see that he also wanted a piece of the cake, and indeed, it's now there for all to see that part of the reason why he was doing what he was doing was for his own sake, for his own stomach.
Yes, we spoke to one of his party members, Mr. Albert Mshlanga, who literally said, from his point of view, what is happening in his party is worse than what Mr. Shabangu was accusing Mr. Nelson Chamisa of doing. What says you about that?
I think that's quite true, because what we see is makes Mr. Chamisa appear like an angel. Because now Mr. Chavangu is proving that instead of correcting what he saw as the wrongs in the CCC, he simply wanted to replace what in political science they call the replacement theory. He simply wanted to replace Mr. Chamisa in terms of decision making and in terms of, you know, having those powers to dictate who gets where. So it reflects badly on him, and I doubt if he's going to, you know, rise from this fall that we are seeing.
Thank you there. I'll switch over to you, Mr. Tabini Masaya of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We saw your party today also announcing that there are new positions within your party. Your leader, Ms. Valerio, actually sent out a WhatsApp message. But please brief us on what's going on in your party and what you're seeing happening in Zimbabwe regarding both the opposition and the ruling party.
Oh, thank you very much, host, for giving us this opportunity to be heard as the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We are very happy today to announce that we are intensifying our fight for a better Zimbabwe by improving the structure of our political party. I hear you said that we have made new appointments. That is true, but we have also then simply shuffled some positions after our realization where some of our leaders are best suited to lead the political party. And with that, I would also like to state that although a lot of drama might be occurring within opposition politics, it is not true to say that all opposition political parties are suffering from these same challenges. The UZA is more united than ever, and we are ready to take on the challenges of Zimbabwe and transform them on a day-to-day basis. I have to point also that we recognize that the other sister political parties have a lot of challenges, and we hope that soon they will get over those challenges and join us in the true business, the business of the day, trying to remove the failed ZANU-PF government from power.
Thank you, Mr. Masaya. I'll come back to you. Let's also give a chance to Mr. Godfrey Senengamu, who we lost earlier on, but coming back. Mr. Senengamu, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, my sister. How are you?
Yeah, you sound much better. My question still stands on what your views are on the current situation regarding the state of opposition politics and also the ruling party politics of which you yourself you used to belong to.
Thank you so much, my dear, for that question. My point of view is that what is happening here in Zimbabwe in the ruling party and also in the opposition is very, very unfortunate, because it's going to cost us time to do better as a country, because whatever happens in ZANU-PF has got an effect in terms of governance in Zimbabwe, and also what happens in the opposition, especially in what we were viewing as the main opposition, also has a negative effect on what happened in Zimbabwe. And it's very, very unfortunate that at the moment we continue to see a lot of infighting in the opposition, and also lack of political will for opposition political leaders to come together and face the elephant in the room. But what we have been seeing in ZANU-PF, just back to 2017, where these guys had the gentleman's agreement in terms of what was supposed to happen after Emmerson Mnangagwa had ascended to power. So we understand that it was supposed to be a five-year period for each of them, that General Chiwenga and Comrade Mnangagwa. But unfortunately,
the incumbent has failed to live up to his word, which is the root of the problems within ZANU-PF. And yes, they may want to pretend like all is well, but I can tell you, because I was part of that party, that not everything is well within that party. And it's just a ticking time bomb before we see nasty things happening in that party. Mm-hmm. Then if you come to the opposition...
Maybe before we go to the opposition, let me stay within ZANU-PF. We saw the firing of Chris Muchangwa as the head of the Liberation War Heroes. What does that signal?
No, from what we picked is that Muchangwa stepped on the feet of a number of guys, including Jenfan Muswere, who happens to be a best friend of one of the sons of the first family, and he also stepped on the feet of one ICT minister, Tatenda Mavetera, and we are told that he went on to write a letter to President Mnangagwa stating that these two are not qualified to be in their positions, and that didn't go down well with President Mnangagwa. We are told that is one of the reasons why he was then sacked from that, and also because you know, Muchangwa talks a lot, and is one person who is self-centered, who is selfish, who always looks at things from his own point and doesn't want to consider other people's feelings and points of view. So we are told that he was causing a lot of problems, not just within ZANU-PF, but also within the cabinet. But what I can say from what has happened is that Muchangwa has always been a problem child, and he's going to cause a lot of problems for President Mnangagwa going forward.
Mm-hmm. Let's now step into the opposition politics arena. What's your take?
My take is that what has happened is going to affect Zimbabwe in a very, very big way, because for now, we don't have a formidable opposition party to keep the government of the day in check. So this is why you see now President Mnangagwa continuing with his statutory instruments that he writes during the night and publishes in the morning. But what I have noted to have happened in the opposition is that these guys had a marriage of conveniency. There were problems within that party from a long time ago, and I think it was just Morgan Tsvangirai who was trying to bring them together, but they themselves had problems dating back as far as in the early 2000s. So what happened was just a manifestation of deeper problems that were always there, of leadership, of mistrust, and of personal egos. It has got nothing to do with the problems that people are facing or of wanting to bring genuine change to the people. It's about personalities within the main opposition, and it's very, very unfortunate, because like you have already pointed out, what Kabangu has been purporting to fight for is exactly the opposite of what he has done today. So even on the ruling party side, it's the same. It's not about the people. So the same is manifesting in the opposition, that most of us come out to say we are pressing this and that for the people, when in fact it's not. It's all about ourselves, and it's very, very unfortunate.
Thank you there. I'll come to you, Professor Mukonza. Can you give us a meaning to what we saw of Mr. Sikala's decision to form his own movement? Do you think this will take off the ground, Mr. Professor Mukonza?
I think I'm not too sure what could be informing his decisions, but... probably he sees himself as an option to what is there in the opposition political circles, because Job Sikala is seen as a militant leader who, as opposed to, for example, President Chamisa, who of late we see relies more on verses and chapters of the Bible. Mr. Sikala believes in confrontation with the regime. So I think it is from that vantage point that he sees himself as an option within opposition politics. But what I think is coming out is that Mr. Chamisa probably still has support from the ground, and the jury is still out on whether Mr. Scala, with you know, the incarceration he has suffered, and the militants that he has showed, has, you know, significant support from the opposition supporter. So I think let's wait and see how it goes. He offers something different from what Mr. Chamisa is offering.
Thank you. The Tombo Yakwamuri Vamasaya. Eva Shinji Vanga Tivo Bature United Zimbabwe Alliance. Zizwa Rukunza wo. Tukuona kuti pane mapisha pisha. Haka wanda pakati pema pata wano pikisa munyika. Imiji ndezipisha mungati kune wana ve Zimbabwe. Aiwa izu ndosha kuchaku itireizu.
Mazvika henyu, chekutanga chatinokwanisa kutaura ndechekuti vana veZimbabwe vanobvuma kuti mapato aripo, kunyanya bato riri kutonga, aita move away from constitutionalism, kuteedzera bumbiro remutemo kana kuteedzera mabumbiro anotungamirira mapato. And uza tiri kuti isusu we are constitutionalists, and we show that by adhering first to our own constitution, and no believer food kuwa ne ma institutions akarongeka ma organizations ane ma structures, we do not believe in disorder. Those in which atiri kuunza, and if you notice from our announcement ya nasi chatiri kupa kuwa na Zimbabwe is a clear leadership, kwete zekuti tiri kuhambirana kuti ndiani arukushandei and arukita basariti, and I think it is that level of clarity that we need to take the country forward.
Thank you.
A respect of constitutionalism. Thank you
so much, Vamasaya. Vatsiningamo, zvoitwa sei remangwana renyika muri kuona rakamira sei mazwenye pedzira?
Ramangwana renyika riri maoko evana veZimbabwe. Kana vana veZimbabwe vakaramba vachifunga kuti rusununguko rwavo ruri maoko atsenengamo, ruri maoko achamisa, asikala kana avamunangagwa, ngavazive kuti hapana chavo chinobatika. Vana veZimbabwe ngavazive kuti they are their own liberator. Vakaramba vachitarisira kuvatungamiriri. Vatungamiriri vane donzvo nezvinangwa zvakasiyana neruzhinji rwevanhu. Matambudziko ari kutanganikwa nevanhu kwaRusape, kuMount Darwin kana kuToloto sandiwo atinosangana nawo isu semalida. Saka yaanguva yekuti vana veZimbabwe vabatane pachavo, vasamirire kubatanidzwa nesu mapoliticians, because basa remapoliticians nderekudhivhaidha vanhu, kuvaisa muzvipoka zvipoka tichitsvaga masimba. Kana vana veZimbabwe vakasaziva kuti vanofanira kuzvishavira, vanofanira kuzvisunungura, ndinokutaurira itete kuti mwana waMwari anosvika pakudzoka vana veZimbabwe vasati vawana rusununguko. Nekuti kana mukatarisa mirizho popoto ririmo mapato ezvematongerwo enyika, tambotaura zvinowanikwa kuZANU-PF, takataurazve zviri kuwanikwa kumapato anopikisa, zvinoreva izvo kuti hakuna cheruzhinji chiri kurwirwa. Vakuru vari kungorwira masimba, vari kurwira mikana yekudya nekuwana cheuviri. Saka veruzhinji rweZimbabwe ndo vandinoda kungokurudzira muzuva ranhasi kuti siyai kupesaniswa nesu vatungamiri, mubatane, nekuti ramangwana revana venyu ndo riri parumana nzombe. Zimbabwe inokwanisa chete kusimuka, uye Zimbabwe inogona chete kusununguka kana imi mukagona kubatana pachenyu.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Tsenengamo. Professor Mukonza, your last word as we wrap up today's program.
Ini ndinofunga kuti Zimbabwe iendere mberi zvakanaka. Mativi ese anofanira kumira panzvimbo. Vari kutonga, tikutaura veZANU-PF, vanofanira kutonga zvakanaka, zvinoita kuti nyika igone kuwana
seuviri. Tinotenda. Thank you. That brings end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye.